The Ramah quotes the Halach in Hilchas Purim. Aser lecho kodem sheyishma kriyas haMegillah. It's aser to eat before you hear Megillah reading. Afilu hatainis kosherlos. He's talking about Leil Purim. One should not eat before Megillah reading. However, the Magen Avraham writes, the dafka achila aser. No, doesn't mean you can't eat. I mean, it doesn't mean you can't have anything. It means you can't have a meal. Dafka achila was the eating. About te'ima ba'alma shari, but just tasting some food, having a little food to keep you going, that's okay. In other words, the issue we're assuming is, we're not talking about someone who can't fast. If you can't fast, you're eating on Tainis Esther. The issue here is someone who's fasting, but you're not supposed to eat before you do a mitzvah. So now once the fast is up, even if one eats, they're not violating fasting on Tainis Esther. They're violating the minute not to eat before davening or not to taste. So the Magen Avraham writes, it's daf achilo aser about te'ima b'yal b'shari. There are those who even say that te'ima is aser. V'alkein tov yote l'hakel l'ish hazeh sh'yitam kodim kriyat ha-megillah v'lo l'hakel l'kro b'pag ha-minchu l'mala. In other words, the shayla is like this. Like, is it better for me to read Megillah early and then I won't eat? Or should I read Megillah at the proper time and eat? So, obviously it gets into what's the proper time, but everyone agrees you have to plug on Mincha is really a b'shas of Chav. Even Ben HaShemeshes isn't so simple. V'daito, because as the Pri Megadi quotes the Pri Chadesh, the Daito, the Kodem Seitz HaKakom, Eino Yotze Klal, Afil Diyev, that's the Hoshaya, whether Kriyas HaMegillah is Midraban or Midrabre Kabbalah. So it gets into what Yeshitas are on that. So therefore, he says it's, so either way, it's probably better to read Megillah because you definitely, if you read the Megillah at night, you definitely Yotze. At worst, you violate the minhag of eating before Megillah. But if you got the Megillah wrong, you're not even Yotze in the Megillah. V'chein mash v'das agra. And there are those who even say te'ima you shouldn't even have, unless it's really necessary. So that's the whole discussion. It seems to be by Megillah that's strict, but there are others who say, what about Kriyashma every night? Kriyashma is Daraisa, well, Megillah is only Drabban, it'd be different Kabbalah, so they want to say that Kriyashma is every night. We're not worried you're going to forget, but Megillah is a one day thing. And the whole thing in general is difficult, as Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach points out. I mean, it's not difficult, but Rav Shlomo Zalman says, why they make such a big deal over Purim, over Megillah? He says, the Maishnav Lefnei Tkiya Shofar, Sharabim No Hogim Lahokyo. Well, we all know the famous debate with the yeshiva world and Rav Henkin. Rav Henkin, it's okay, so Rav Henkin should be the one who says not to eat. Going to Rav Henkin, he should be the one who says not to eat before Megillah reading. Because he's very machbid. He was trying to get the yeshivas to blow shofar, get to 30 in, and then break for kiddush. It's better to break up the tekiyas than to eat before the tekiyas. So Rav Henkin was very machbid. So according to Rav Henkin, it makes sense to be very strict on this halacha. But the minhag olam is not like Rav Henkin. Definitely not the minhag yeshivas, because depending when you're davening in. So why should we... So shofar is daraisa and we're meko. So Rav Shlomo Zalman doesn't know why the minhag, why it's so machbid. So again, so the effort, yesh v'yesh, obviously, if especially today with COVID, they might have late minyanim, or let's say you work in youth services, NCSY or whatever, and you have to be at a kids program first, and you're not going to be able to hear the Megillah until later. So then, then Yeisha Militzmoch in order to eat something, and also, because if you don't, who says you might not be Yotze in the Megillah, because if you're falling asleep during Megillah reading, you're not Yotze. So therefore, it'd be a chumrah maybe with a kula. So obviously, if you're fine, better not to eat. But if a person's having a difficult time and it's ready, he's not getting a Megillah to, 9, 10 o'clock at night, so then those definitely make certainly for te'imah.